Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoicism served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're chasing after this mythical beast called success? Like it's just out of reach, always shimmering in the distance. You know that feeling when you compare yourself to everyone else on social media, and suddenly your life feels like a sitcom playing on mute while everyone else is rocking a Broadway production. Well, guess what? Stoicism has got your back. Today we're diving deep into how Stoic mindset can help us reframe our relationship with wealth and success. Because let's be real, society throws the stuff at us constantly: be rich, be famous, have it all. But are those things truly what bring lasting happiness? Spoiler alert, not always. Stoicism teaches us that true fulfillment comes from within, from cultivating virtue and living in harmony with nature, not from external achievements or possessions. It's about focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and letting go of the things we can't. So how does this apply to money and success? Think of it like this. Imagine you're building a house. Would you focus solely on the size of your lawn or the number of bedrooms? Or would you prioritize a solid foundation, strong walls, and a roof that keeps the rain out? A Stoic mindset is all about building that solid foundation: virtue, wisdom, courage, justice. Those are your bricks and mortar. Here's the breakdown. 1. Detach from material possessions. Stoicism isn't about being a monk living in poverty. It's about recognizing that material possessions, while they can provide comfort, don't define our worth or happiness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't get attached to a pair of shoes because you bought them, right? You wear them until they are worn out, then you move on. Same goes for things: enjoy them, appreciate them, but don't let them own you. 2. Find value in simplicity. We live in a world obsessed with more and more stuff, more experiences, more followers. But Stoicism encourages us to find value in simplicity. Think about it. What truly brings you joy? A fancy dinner or a walk in nature with loved ones? Often the simplest things hold the most meaning. 3. Practice contentment. This one is crucial. True happiness doesn't come from chasing some elusive future state. It's about finding contentment in the present moment. Practice gratitude for what you have, and remember that every day is a gift. Or, define your own success. Society tells us what success looks like: make millions, climb the corporate ladder, get the big house. But what does success mean to you? Maybe it's about raising kind, compassionate kids, making a difference in your community, or simply finding joy in your everyday life. 5. Remember that life is temporary. We all have a finite amount of time on this planet. Stoicism reminds us to live each day to the fullest and not waste precious moments chasing fleeting desires. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine two people, both working towards their dream careers. Person is constantly comparing themselves to others, feeling envious and inadequate. They chase promotions, bonuses, and prestige, never quite feeling satisfied. Person B, on the other hand, focuses on doing their best work, finding meaning in their contributions, and cultivating positive relationships with their colleagues. They may not always be at the top of the ladder, but they find joy in a journey and feel a sense of fulfillment that surpasses material success. See the difference? Stoicism isn't about denying your ambition or living a life devoid of pleasure. It's about cultivating an inner strength and wisdom that allows you to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace, resilience, and a clear sense of purpose. Remember, true wealth lies not in what you possess, but in who you are and how you live your life. Go out there, build that solid foundation, and live a life worthy of admiration for yourself, not for anyone else. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of real talk and practical strategies for living your best life. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep it Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.